Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by Mobius Strip Press. I am G.R. Mobley. If you go to my site, reclaimingtherepublic.org, you will have access to my content and support documents and links. This is an educational grassroots program leading in restoring the republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. And welcome back once again. You've probably survived, like many people, the election. I know that there's a lot of analysis out there, and we cannot not talk about it. But you know that the focus of this show is the Constitution. So I'm going to be derailed because there's just so much to talk about. But as you know, the show is sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org as well as RepublicReview.org and 1798Part2.org. And so obviously something we definitely want to talk about is Session finally resigns. And now he's no longer a senator, so we don't have him as a troll senator. And now he's no longer a establishment deep state operative in the Justice Department. But I guess the ramifications of his resignation the day after the election, I think, has some interesting connotations. And we'll get into that over the next few days and so forth. But let's really kind of focus a little bit more on the election. As you know, as every time I look in the news before this show, still recovering from strep, there is no sign that the federal government is going to let go of and or rescind any of its tyrannical, oppressive government roles, responsibilities, and powers that it has assumed in violating the Constitution instead of following the Article 5 process. And so what that means is if we're going to get the federal government and the U.S. government, as well as your state governments, to begin complying, then we have to actually force them into compliance. They're not going to do it on their own. Why should they? They're continually getting away with and dancing the two-step all over our Constitution. I would probably come up with a lot of different other dances, but for what it is, you just come up with your own dance. They're dancing on our Constitution. And if we don't step in soon, and I'm going to get into this, you know, hopefully in this first segment, if not get into it in the next segment, if we do not start doing something soon, then, you know, that 2 to 5 years, I don't know, I might be wrong. It might be 2 to 3 or 2 to 3, 4 years. I don't know if we have 5 years anymore. So with that, the fact is, as I have looked, there is no sign and there won't be any sign if you're expecting one. I will also tell you that next Friday, on the 16th of November, this show will be providing you a constitutional look at our Republic's first Thanksgiving. This was what was going to become the national standard of an annual Thanksgiving, and you need to be a part of it so that you understand that Thanksgiving, the good old American Thanksgiving, the real American, U.S. Constitution Republic American Thanksgiving, had nothing to do with pilgrims and feasting and Indians and so forth. So make sure you tune in on the 16th. We will have a very special show for you as we provide that. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to give you a little insight on that day as to what I am doing and where I'm going and what's happening that particular weekend. And so you definitely want to tune in. I called. I have not heard from Bob. I left him a message. I presume that today, you know, having heart surgery, I know, is kind of a big ordeal. But usually, the way they do these surgeries nowadays, I mean, I'm just surprised that you see people literally up and about almost the day after. But I did call. I left him a message, and I said, hey, if you get a chance, just, you know, call, leave a message if I don't respond, and let me know you're doing okay, and let me know when you've got some time, right? Because I know you're just going to be laying around. It's not like you're going to get up and run a marathon, chopping trees down. I know winter's coming, and there's not much you can do about it. let me know, you know, what we can do and if there's anything that we might be able to provide. I'm hoping that if you need some help, that us, you listeners, myself, and everybody else that is a part of this movement can help a good patriot like Bob. Now, I kind of mentioned this, but I wanted to go into this a little bit more. I know Fox, NBC, and Facebook on Monday stopped airing President Trump's campaign advertisements. And the fact is, apparently a few others have, you know, kind of stopped even before that. I think CNN said, hey, no, this is too bad, too radical. Anyway, this campaign ad included footage of Luis Barcimontes, a twice-deported immigrant from Mexico, sentenced to death in California. And I hope you understand what that means. He was sentenced to death in the state of California, the most liberal state there is, the one that is embracing illegals. So anyway, he was sentenced to death for killing two police officers. And so I think, you know, the fact that we're starting to actually pull back on rancor or rhetoric or whatever you want to call it, that's interesting. But they continually allow other types of information to get out, such as the whole Kavanaugh thing. And we'll get into a little bit more on the whole Kavanaugh thing. But it kills me. Doesn't it kill you that, you know, they have this like double standard? Even Fox, they'll allow certain things to get aired. But when it is really the brutal truth, they're, that's too much. Yeah, it's one thing if it's, you know, sensational, but that's too true. There's too much truth to that. We don't want everybody to know the truth. Anyway, the fact of the matter is, and I started thinking about the ramifications of this election, especially with the way the Democrats have kind of taken over the House. They don't have a major majority, but they did take the slight majority, which means it is going to completely frustrate some of the things that we need done for the guarantee clause and getting Congress to define a Republican form of government. And so I don't want to get too far down that path at this point. We really had to wait until this election was done on that. But I will say this, that it is becoming more and more evident that there has been a huge takeover in Mexico. Remember, I told you about this letter that was written probably in the late 50s, early 60s to a Presbyterian minister, and it was a call to action by Billy Graham that was an Eastern college student that went down to Mexico and enlisted and became a fully indoctrinated communist in the communist movement in Mexico. Now, you think that, you know, that was just a fad, that they, you know, just he went down there and did that and then they just went away? If you do not remember that story, this guy was more than fanatical. It was he was born again as a subjugist and would do anything and everything. Remember, the ends justify the means. He was going to be willing to do anything and everything to basically enslave the world into communism. Now, so that happened a while ago. So what do you think happened in Mexico? Well, look at what's happened and look what's going on in Mexico. Who's running Mexico now? Who is the new president of Mexico when he takes office at the end of the year? That's what, a month away. He's already promising that he is going to start releasing some of these drug prisoners, and they're going to start changing their focus and their assistance in trying to curtail the drug cartel. There you go, curtail the cartel. And so what is going on in Mexico has been a long, slow process of literally a nation creating an army to try to defeat us with its importation of drugs and importation of bad actors, MS-13, you name it. There is this intent of bringing, let's call them combatants. There's no doubt in my mind, those folks that are marching up here, a lot of them are armed, are willing to be armed and willing to do, you know, bad deeds in America. Well, how can that not be an enemy and a state that is literally looking to try to overturn America? Do you understand La Raza? I think you probably do. And if you understand La Raza wants to take away American territory, and they want to create and expand the Mexican state, and they want to continue to do evil things in pushing us towards extinction. I mean, that's what the whole world wants to do, is take away our liberty and make that concept extinct. You know, where do we get off having, you know, 200 and some odd years now of this precious liberty, right? We're in a couple of years, in a few years, we will be coming up on the 50th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence, right? And if I remember correctly, you know, that takes us to that mark where most constitutional republics of liberty have usually failed. The only government that has succeeded beyond that one mark that embraced liberty was Israel, when Moses set up the rule of judges. But when we come back, I want to talk about, you know, I want to close this up on what's going on in the south of us and this Trump effect and how it is impacting the elections. And I'm trying to wake you up. So when we come back, we'll get to that. So please stay tuned, and I'll be right back after this. Thank you so much. Most people resist change, but how would you like to be rewarded in at least two ways for considering a new dentist? Dr. Tracy believes your smile is a reflection upon him, and that is a mutually shared reward between both him and you. Another reward is improving your overall health by working with your dentist like Dr. Tracy and developing a strategy in maintaining your dental health. But how would you like a direct incentive in considering a new dentist? Dr. Tracy and his staff from time to time offer a special referral program. For every new patient you refer who becomes a patient, Dr. Tracy will reward you with $50 off your dental work. Consequently, if you refer five people, that's $250 off your dental work. Give them a call and ask for the details and the availability of the referral program by calling 466-6614 or go to VonTracyDDS.com. Again, that's 466-6614 or sign up at VonTracyDDS.com.
If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review as well as my description of the Republic Review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how Republic Review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you.
Okay, so I am back, and I don't have my usual outgoing message reminders, and I did not tell you what number to call in, because I sometimes forget that. That's why I have those automated messages, and they're not in the queue today. So if you want to call in and let off some steam, by all means, it's 215-867-8255. That, again, is 215-TOP, T-O-P, TALK. T-A-L-K. And so there is evidence, and I think it's about time we start really pointing and shining the light, that there are really evil players that are in control in the Mexican government. There is no doubt that that communist revolution had taken hold and has literally taken over. And they're using anything and everything they can. I mean, didn't it bother you for the longest time? Why is it that all these people are fleeing here and the Mexican government doesn't want to do anything? And they're actually supporting these bad actors against us. Why? It's starting to make sense now. They are literally an enemy to our constitutional republic and our individual liberty and individual sovereignty. They are literally sending useful idiots across the border to basically come over and do whatever they need to help and do so that we can lose our sovereignty. And that, to me, is pathetic. And unfortunately, there's really, really good people that are the victims in this process. So, let me kind of zone in now on the Trump effect. Now, everybody's talking about, you know, Trump's success here and Trump's success there. And I am really tired of hearing people talk about, man, it's just, you know, so great that President Donald Trump, PDJT is our president. And I'm going, this almost sounds just like Obama. You know, remember that girl that was on the video? They interviewed her right after the Obama election, and all sorts of conservative talk show hosts and even conservative news outlets played that video where this girl says, "Now I don't have to worry about paying my mortgage or putting gas in my car. You know, I've got a president that's going to take care of me." How do you think the Republicans have been acting ever since Donald Trump's become president? It's almost in the same manner. They may not be thinking that they're going to get free money, but, oh, he's just going to take care of all of our problems. I've been telling you that the president of the United States is constrained by that exact same document that we want to constrain the Supreme Court, and constrained by that exact same document that constrains the House of Representatives as well as the Senate. He is equally constrained. He cannot do certain things, and we don't want him to do all of the things that the Republicans and the progressives and all of those folks out there that have been doing that and violating the Constitution all of these times. We don't want him doing those things, do we? Do we want him to take more of our private industry and nationalize it? Maybe he will take the grocery stores and nationalize food. Why not? Obama did healthcare. So the point here is that if you look at this election, one of the reasons why he had a hard time maintaining the House and actually getting rid of the establishment is literally because we have left everything up to him. We're riding on the laurels that, oh, we have a king that is going to be able to do everything he can. And I know many of you listening don't think that way, but I am telling you that too many Republicans and conservatives have embraced that. And that is their paradigm. It's been that paradigm. Even those people that remember Reagan and living under the great days of Reagan. The day has to end where we vacillate between one president and the next. The days have to return to where our public servants are held to compliance to the laws of the land. And that Constitution is the supreme law of the land. That they only have jurisdictions in the enumerated powers of the Constitution, and that's it. So, the real threat, and I want you to understand this, yeah, Mexico, these MS-13s, these communists, you know, China, there are all sorts of bad actors, and the world is full of them. But the real threat is complacency and believing that we don't have to do anything anymore. You see, that Constitution can't roll itself up and poke somebody in the eye or swat somebody on top of the head with it and go, "Hey, wake up. Are you kidding me? You have no authority to do this." The only way that Constitution becomes a weapon is when we, you and I, and or the Republican Party gets its act together and starts using it as a weapon. As I've been saying for a long time. And actually, coming up this coming February, it was literally 2 years from the day this coming, I think it's February 5th when I went on the top of the desk and said, it is about time we start using the Constitution as our weapon and as our shield. If we do not, then we will lose every battle. But if we do, we will be triumphant in overcoming the evil that has taken over this republic. And when I use these terms evil, this isn't just GR's terminology. I want you to go back and read some of the things that Madison said during the Virginia Resolutions, where he says that the state legislators are duty-bound and obligated in arresting the evil, or interposing and arresting the evil. Those are their words. This isn't just, you know, hyperbole by GR. This is literally, I'm just channeling a lot of this information right back out to you. And the fact is, if you know people that have become complacent, that are Trump lovers, that are conservatives, that say, you know, that's all right, we don't have to worry, Trump's got this. No, he does not. As a matter of fact, when he leaves office, the establishment is getting everything that they want done, and it's playing out to plan. That is why he may have gained a couple of seats in the Senate, and he may have gained some positioning in being able to get some of his cabinets done. But, oh boy, the establishment is going to get entrenched. They've already circled their wagons, and they're working with the Democrats, and they're biding their time. If Donald Trump gets reelected, they will just wait him out for 6 years, and then they will descend upon us with vengeance. And we can't do that, because bottom line, I'm telling you, Trump can't do what needs to be done. We, you and I, you have to start focusing on your state. I didn't even grovel today. I went straight into these rants because I know that this is what's going to end up happening today. I'm going to be just... I'll probably rant for the rest of the week. You have to start understanding that things don't happen without effort. You have to understand that when you go to work, everybody has to contribute. Those few slack jaws that stand around the water cooler and talk about the football games and talk about everything other than work, you're carrying their load. Everybody else there at work knows that they are carrying their load. And they know they're not doing anything and they're getting away with it. It's time to stop walking around that elephant, and let's talk about the elephant in the room. If this republic is going to actually heal itself, if we're going to take back our republic, then it's going to require the good citizens to put their foot down and demand more out of their party. You have to understand this, that the party represents that brand. Trump represents a brand, and it's a good brand, but it's not a constitutional brand the way it should be. And the Republican Party needs a complete paradigm shift into the compliance paradigm. We have to stop literally thinking about, and what I will call, these concepts of, well, what do you say, marginal compromise. Like, yeah, maybe we won't, you know, replace and repeal and replace, but maybe we'll just fix it. Maybe we're going to just do this. And what they're doing is they're creating this huge albatross of unconstitutional government that is going to destroy us. They're going to have to start taxing us. If you haven't noticed, our deficits aren't going in the other direction. We may be having tax cuts, and we may be getting revenues coming in, but they still have not overcome the overspending. And Trump is not one that is not going to not spend. And the Democrats are going to be right there to let him spend money. Except for the border wall, of course. Those few things that, you know, will affect their agenda. So what do you, you know, there's all this speculation. Do you think that the outgoing Congress will guarantee Trump the funding so that they can just literally sign the bill and get him his wall? just to stick it to the, you know, the Democrats coming in. Why not? That's exactly what has happened from the Democrats before. If there is a justification of spending money, that would be one. And taking it from social spending would be great, because the Constitution does require that the federal government does provide a national protection and national security. And there's nothing more imperative than keeping evil people from just waltzing across. There's another dance for you. Waltzing across the border so that they can dance on our Constitution. I'm at a hard break, so please stay tuned. And I'm actually going to be asking some questions for you regarding the mainstream media and why they're so culpable. But we'll have to wait until I get back. So please stay tuned. I'll be right back after this. Thank you so much. Most of my listeners understand the importance in having strategic goals, but do you have a long-term strategy for your dental health? Too many people are only focused on whitening their smile. I understand the appearance of your teeth can give you confidence, but this can risk your future health in only addressing the cosmetics of your teeth, and many dentists will take your money just to do this. They say failing to plan is planning to fail, and if you don't have a long-term strategy for your teeth and dental health, then you need a new dentist. Every dentist provides a dental plan, but Dr. Tracy and his staff develops a strategy to help you maintain and restore your dental health to what it needs to be. To develop a strategy in maintaining your dental health, connect with Dr. Von Tracy, DDS.com. That's VonTracyDDS.com. So you too can develop a strategy in maintaining your dental health. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath, even though we're not required to take it, because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station. Okay, so I am still manually back. If you want to call in, the phone number is 215-867-8255. If you want to rant about the election and the state of things, I will tell you, I'm kind of looking forward to the State of the Union from President Trump, because now that he's inheriting a little bit of a hostility down the street from him, at least in one of the chambers of Congress, I think it'll lend to maybe some interesting dynamics regarding how he wants to address, you know, the State of the Union as it was under the Republican Congress control, and now how he anticipates it under the split House. So one of the questions I have is, why is it that we actually still have a mainstream media? Why is it you keep tuning in? Why is it that people are, I mean, you might as well just go to Reuters or the AP, because all they do is regurgitate those stories and literally just get the stories yourself from there and bypass the middleman, bypass the Huffington Post organ grinder, because that's all they are. They're just monkeys on a string dancing for whoever's driving the agenda. That is why we need to stop listening to them, because let those people waste their money. Somebody's funding this, right? It's not like these progressive sites are actually making a lot of money. Let them lose money. And as a matter of fact, those who sponsor on the Huffington Post, I'm hoping you're making sure that you do not spend money on those advertisers. we, like I have in my promo, we have to start promoting and spending money on those who are actually taking the risks of supporting conservative causes, because they're so emboldened, Antifa will go out and attack some of these folks. That's why a lot of companies are very concerned with supporting these types of conservative causes, constitutional promoting shows like this one. It is literally, the day's coming soon when my show and anybody speaking and teaching about the Constitution will be illegal contraband, and you're going to have to get it, you know, where it won't be over open means like this. It will have to be via the underground. And I don't think that you're going to want to live that way. I can't believe the people that love liberty are going to continually allow this. But because we have taken the lack, like that's why I was been talking about this Trump effect. We got to stop this. The worst thing that could happen is Trump winning. Had Hillary maintained that, you know, momentum, and had Hillary won the election, there would be all sorts of people jumping all over this concept of Republic Review. There'd be all sorts of people funding it and probably getting, you know, very active in it. But instead, what's happened is we've become lackadaisical, and they've gotten organized. And they've actually grown into a very large... They have a former president that is a full-time bully, you know, community organizer that's literally running around chanting resistance, resistance, resistance. Anyway, it's good to see that the mainstream media is getting poked in the eye by Donald Trump. And I just love the fact that he was just calling out a couple of reporters today on the fact that they're rude and they lack objective journalism. I think that there's not enough of that. And I think we need more of that. But anyway, if you really think about it, and just closing on this whole Trump effect, Trumpers and Trumpettes, I have to ask you, start thinking about who's really winning. Even though we may be winning on the temporary side, as far as gaining some manufacturing and so forth, that could be another mechanism that will call for down the road for when the leftists take over again, nationalizing manufacturing, nationalizing, like I said, groceries. There are plenty of markets out there that they can nationalize again. They just have to take control. So what they're doing is they're biding their time and they're positioning themselves and they're getting ready so that when they are unleashed, they will. They'll start going after other markets. They'll go after you. And they're gonna hit us, and they're going to hit us hard. Anyway, I've gone on a bit about G. Edward Griffin's and what he calls it, the need to know news. If you're not signing up for that, I mean, you're going to get a great perspective on what is really out there that you're not hearing. And I know you've probably heard about the Kavanaugh Senate Judiciary Committee report. And the bottom line is there is a report that could have easily influenced the midterm elections even more, especially in favor of the Republicans. However, the investigation found no evidence, not however, in, you know, moreover, the investigation found no evidence that actually linked Kavanaugh to any of that behavior that he was accused of. And more specifically, Julie Swetnick and Judy Munro Leighton actually are going to be investigated by the DOJ. I don't think that's good enough. I think that even though this Munro Leighton confessed and, you know, is going to probably, you know, go to jail or at least get spanked, that's not good enough. I believe that Dianne Feinstein needs to be censored. I believe that she needs to be punished for doing exact, because she was culpable in actually orchestrating this whole attack. She sat on it, she waited, and I believe there was more than enough information and evidence to know that none of this was credible, and she is a part of that. And I would love to see her literally get kicked out. Because had she not won her election, then there would have been no consequences to her behavior. Had this other challenger, this other leftist that was, you know, in the race against her, who she beat out. Had he won, then we would not be able to circle back around and go, you know, who was the culprit behind all of this? And I'll never forget the day when she pulled that stunt. And you probably won't forget that day either. So the point is that the Senate needs to go after her, and they need to go after her and do a full-born investigation. And I love the fact, there's lots of things I love about what Trump's doing. And I love the fact that they say, we're going to investigate this, we're going to investigate that. And then Trump said, you know what? Now that I'm going to have full control over the Department of Justice, we're going to start investigating you. And I believe, in all honesty, I know lots of people have talked about why all of these Republicans left, literally, you know, underneath Trump. And they have to do with chairs and all of that. That's bogus. I truly believe that a lot of these people that left, literally left because they knew that their day was going to come when they could be exposed and or investigated, and it's best to just get out. Remember that Seinfeld episode? I think this was when George was working for Kruger Industries, and Jerry told him, yeah, it's always good to go out on a high note. And so George, you know, would make a good joke, everybody would laugh, and then he'd leave. And so I think that's exactly what all of these Republicans did. They left office on a high note because they didn't get exposed. And they know that the spotlight is not going to stay on Trump because Trump's going to get wise and say, you know what? You guys are far worse than I am. You know, so what? You haven't seen my tax records. What about the things that you're doing? And getting all of this money that you shouldn't be having that's coming in from lobbyists and so forth. Let's turn the lights on to you and watch you crawl for a while. And I think that's literally coming down the pike. And that's why these guys sense that, and that's why they probably left. Anyway, I know that back to this the Senate report, I know the committee spoke with 45 individuals and took 25 written statements in these allegations and so forth. And I honestly believe that you're going to see real real convictions probably, or at least a, you know, I don't believe we have, I think it's there's perjury and those types of things, but I don't believe that they're going to go down that path of really trying to use the heavy-handed law tactics over these people. And that's another huge mistake. We need to do that, but we have created so many soft barriers. It's like when I talk to people about treason, people don't understand what treason was back then. Well, it's giving comfort and aid to the enemy. Yeah, that's exactly what California's been doing for a long time. They've been committing treason by just allowing and creating sanctuary cities. That is treasonous. Giving aid and comfort to the enemy. The enemy does not have to be external. It can be domestic. It could be literally people that are trying to skirt our laws and the Constitution. Remember, somebody can be impeached over high crimes and misdemeanors. Isn't trespassing a misdemeanor? It's not a felony. There you go. So anyway, I also wanted to talk a little bit. If you haven't read, and this is where you need to get the need-to-know news, because G. Edward Griffin talks and he exposes Governor-elect Gavin Newsom on some of the things that he's looking to do. And so even though Gavin Newsom was pretty successful in, you know, getting to where he has definitely been pursuing a much higher level of communism for California than anyone could think of. He's looking to pursue, as governor, the universal health care system that was estimated to cost $400 billion, more money than California can bring in. Any of you that are listening, if you live in California, start getting prices for U-Haul equipment and packing equipment and boxes. You need to flee. You need to get out of there just like a refugee. And so the states around you, I know Nevada has been gaining population big time from all the Californians leaving there. And a lot of the West states or West Coast states, I know Idaho's even been growing, but I can't get into that now. We'll have to talk about Newsom when we get back from a break. So please stay tuned, and I'll be right back after this. Thank you so much.
It's that time of year to get that dental checkup and cleaning. I know many of us are creatures of habit, and we tend to settle for what we know, and many of us are procrastinators. I was that way myself with my past dentist, jumping from one dentist chair to the next. From all the hopping, I've learned that all dentists are not equal, and I would challenge you to consider checking out Dr. Von Tracy. I work hard to make a living, and I'm not one to throw my hard-earned money away on just a good dentist. That's why it took me a couple of years to find a great dentist. From the excellence of his staff to the quality of the work, Dr. Tracy is the difference. I know it's time to put standards to our loyalty, so I would ask you to give Dr. Tracy a try by setting up your next appointment with him. Just go to VONTRACYDDS.com or call them at 509-466-6614. Again, sign up at VonTracyDDS.com. To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process.
Okay, so I am back. And if you want to call in, now would be the time. It's 215-867-8255. This is my last segment. You want to rant? I will say this, because it's happened once or twice. If you want to do a quick plug for your business or what have you that you're doing, send me an email first, info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. And that way I can at least do some filtering. But anyway, I don't want people to just call and say, yeah, I want to tell you about this. I'm doing this. And I think there was a veteran shooting training or something like that in Illinois. And so if you want to do something like that, again, send me an email, because the next time that happens, I'll just probably mute the guy and hang up and let him go. Because I don't want that to become a welcome mat for people to just come in and plug their business and then walk away. I'm going to tell you, you're not going to get a, I mean, maybe you will. Maybe that is how people can get a return on investment for their advertising. But let me get back into this whole thing, this new this Mexico border and this Newsom, Gavin Newsom, as far as this new governor, because we are literally set for a real legal battle, because Newsom is going to be far worse than Jerry Brown. Jerry Brown was just too old and cowered way too much. I mean, he poked and he danced around the boxing ring and he was acted like a fighter, but he's not going to be like Newsom. And Newsom has been very clear, and I believe that the wall will get funded before the end of the year. And I believe that Newsom is going to say, you're not building that wall on my state. And I believe that that's setting us up for literally a constitutional battle between Newsom. And I truly believe that the grounds are already in place to be able to arrest Newsom for treason and violating the Constitution. He has clearly stated that, and he's huge on expanding benefits for legal defenses for the deportation of illegal aliens. In other words, the good taxpayers of California are going to have to pay for all of these benefits that he's providing illegals. He has also championed for free medical care for anyone in the state, regardless of their immigration status. and he wants to lead the country into a higher poverty level, because literally what he's doing is giving away the store. And that's why immigrants are just going to go to California like it is a magnet. You know, like meat rotting for the flies to, you know, plant their little larvae so that their maggots can grow and so forth. I am telling you that we are literally heading for a good constitutional battle. And if we get, if Ginsburg, there's a lot of time between now and 2020. And let's say Ginsburg has this unexplainable illness, or, you know, there's two of them that are in their 80s. I know Ginsburg is one of them. Let's say one or both of them decide that, you know what, I'm just too old for this stuff. Can't keep up. And as a matter of fact, there may be actual reports that'll come in that they can't keep up. They're falling asleep. They can't do their job. Then they can get replaced. They can be impeached or removed. And that would give us two more seats on the Supreme Court. What would that do? My friends, Ginsburg has been a solid leftist. And I believe the other 80-year-old is a solid leftist as well. I'd have to look at the names of who that is. I don't know if it's Rehnquist or who. But anyway, the whole point of the matter is that once you've got that level of solidity on the Constitution, or at least conservative values in the Supreme Court, you can literally then go after these treasonous cases of California. And as a matter of fact, if President Trump doesn't do this, the other states need to. And let me put this into perspective, because you got to remember the Constitution is a compact, right? And what did Madison say? In Federalist Paper number 43, Madison said, "A compact between independent sovereigns," which are the states, "founded on ordinary acts of legislative authority, can pretend to no higher validity than a league or a treaty between the parties. It has been established doctrine on the subject of treaties that all the articles are mutual conditions of each other, that a breach of any one article is a breach of the whole treaty amongst the states." So all of these states could literally be going after California for breaching their agreement in ensuring that the federal government could do certain things. And so I don't know why, but obviously there's the states that are right next to California, Oregon, Nevada, and Arizona, aren't red enough. If people understand that, then there needs to be some real good leaders in making sure that those states become red enough so that they can literally go after and charge these politicians that are destroying this republic by creating just a literally an open flesh wound that is just that bleeding us out. And California is definitely that flesh wound that is bleeding us out. So with that, I think that these next 2 years may really prove to be very, very interesting. I also want to point out that if you understand what Newsom is doing, this actually goes to the very specifics of Article 4, Section 4. Remember the guarantee clause that the federal government guarantees that they will protect us from invasion and or insurrection from enemies within, as well as the 14th Amendment that says that they will go after those who are active in rebellion against the United States. Now, I want to be very clear here. I am a constitutionalist, and many people within the government would consider me an enemy to the state because I'm telling them that they're doing things that they have no authority to do. And so that's why the leftists and progressives and even the establishment do not like constitutionalists. They don't like people that look and have an originalist view of the Constitution. Or in other words, how that thing was written and how it was defined is how it is. So a lot of people don't like that. But the fact is that these other people that are literally trying to skew it even further and further away from what these people have already accepted in the current skewing, hey, you got to stop. We're not skewing that far. We've been skewing and sliding away from the original intent and the actual letters of the document for so long that we've got to stop if we're going to save it. We have to get back to compliance. It's really that important, my friends. That's why we got to start appealing to those who have been resting on the laurels of Trump, who have been resting on this premise that, you know, everything's going to be taken care of because Trump's our man. He's in there. No, we got to stop thinking that way. We cannot think that way. You've got to remember what it was like after the Revolutionary War and even after the Civil War when we viewed other people with different paradigms. The Tory Act deported people that still had loyalties and or still had an affinity towards the monarchy and that form of government. When we had the Civil War, there was, you know, the intent behind the 14th Amendment and just in the citizenship alone had nothing to do with saying we want to open our borders. So if you come here and you're pregnant, your baby will become a citizen. That was not the intent. That became the progressive intent in the 60s. The whole point was of the 14th Amendment was to ensure that these people who were never considered citizens, who were born here generation after generation after generation, that became free, as we called them freemen, they were U.S. citizens. And that was, you know, that was the only application of being born here, because they were brought here and had generations here without any choice of their own. And they were never brought in as citizens. I was speaking to a gentleman just the other day about this, and the whole point is, and the big clause with that 14th Amendment in Section 1 is this being subject to the jurisdiction thereof. At that point in time, they were subject to the jurisdiction of the United States, even though they'd been born here and not citizens. They were granted citizenship because they were being subject to the jurisdiction of the United States and that state very specifically over the entire course of their life. You got to remember, they had already shut down the slave trade. They were not able to import slaves. That shut down in 1808, and the Civil War was, what, 60 years later. Now, maybe some of those people were still alive that had been brought in. I don't know what the life expectancy was back then, but I'm here to tell you that the majority of the people that were enslaved at that point in time, that were emancipated by the United States government, were people that were born here and probably generational, that were never granted a citizenship status because of the way the South had created this abomination of treating humankind. So with that, the whole point of the 14th Amendment, the whole point of even the Revolutionary War and our paradigm of allowing a foreigner to just come here was an abomination of our principles that would just literally allow a combatant to come here and entrench themselves and then be given all of these rights. No, the Tories were kicked out. You don't think the way we do, you're gone. Even though we had and we believe in political speech and the freedom of alternate ideas, we do not have a yellow brick road to allow foreign or even domestic enemies to enable themselves and to basically battle against us, especially at our own dime. I am G.R. Mobley. I'm Reclaiming the Republic, and I need your help. Please tune in tomorrow, and I will be back at the same time. God bless.
The reason progressives are effective in instituting their policies is because they are united ideologically, financially, and socially. In addition, almost every billionaire in the world is funding a vast array of different groups, and these groups' efforts are to undermine our republic and our constitution. If you don't believe me, just Google donors to the Open Society Foundations. The only way we're going to successfully combat these efforts and take back our liberties, like our education system, healthcare, state lands, housing, labor, and many other roles, responsibilities,
responsibilities and powers that belong to the states is by you and I and local businesses getting involved in supporting political programs and efforts based on constitutional principles. The best way to do this is supporting result-oriented organizations designed to take back our lost liberties. The ultimate result-oriented effort is Republic Review, so please consider contributing to the show and the organizations and activities that we are supporting by going to reclaimingtherepublic.org and go to the contributions page, and you can become a listed supporter of Liberty.